Adding and removing application software in Fedora 7 is as easy as it is in almost any other modern Linux distribution. In this case, we go to Applications. At the bottom of the list, add remove software. Root password, as always, a good security measure. We're retrieving software information. Okay, what I want to do is, I think I'll install XChat, a piece of software I happen to like a great deal for using Internet Relay Chat, or IRC. As is my usual procedure, I'll search for it since I know the name. So, I want to have this, and yes, I want both the GNOME front end and XChat itself. Probably if I just had clicked XChat GNOME, the other would have installed automatically, but making a check mark costs nothing, so we'll do that. Apply, and it will install these. Click continue. Resolving dependencies. Let's see what they are. We always have details. Ooh, libsexy. Wow. That's a good-sounding name. Let's go forward. Downloading packages, quite automatic. Only takes a second because XChat is not real big. It'll take longer if you are on a dial-up connection, and it will be faster if you have a cable connection than it is on my American sort of mid-speed DSL line. Automatically downloaded. Automatically updating. This is not the fastest update I've seen on this computer with the same hardware. It's not the slowest. It's okay. Good enough. Software installation successfully completed. Okay. To check, let's go back up to applications. It's an internet application, and here it is. Okay, nickname Rob Limo, real name Robin Miller. It obviously picked that up from the information I inserted when I installed Fedora 7. Let's do OK and launch the application. And, well, we're not going to get into it right now. XChat is, without question, worth an entire video of its own. So let's do something backwards. Let's delete it now. I always like to see how hard it is to delete an application. We'll just use the same one. All packages, search, and they're there. And what does this tell me? I'm a little confused here, aren't you? Apply what? No software selected for removal or installation. Well, this is just a little... let's look at installed packages, and then apply. No software selected. Why? Oh, I see. In this case, we deselect it. So, if we uncheck it, apparently that's what uninstalls it. Okay, well, that wasn't terribly obvious, but now that we know it, it's not hard either. Apparently, this little red line through means that it's going away, and we decheck any installed software. Good to know. A little quirk, not a killer thing. And I'm sure if you're going to use Fedora 7, you will get used to that very, very quickly. We'll fast forward through this. And here we are. Software removal successfully completed. As usual, after we've done a little bit of application installation or removal, I'm going to use my new GNU Linux installation, in this case Fedora 7, to actually do some work. Since I work primarily on the internet, I will go now to the Firefox web browser and, well, log into one of our sites and actually do something. Thank you for joining us here in this video, and please make sure you check Linux.com regularly for new instructional, and software tour videos as they appear. I'm Robin, Rob Lemo Miller, for Linux.com.